Today on the DML News Podcast, we have so much to cover, including Putin wins his election, if you want to call it that. Joe Biden raises an astronomical amount of money. The media goes after Trump for the word bloodbath. And the amount of stories we have about illegal immigration and some of the most heinous things you've ever seen in your life are about to be revealed today on this program. Get ready. Today is going to be a wild one, and it is all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. On the controls over there is my son, Ryan. You can't see him, but believe me when I tell you, he's about as handsome as they come, and only maybe outdone from day to day from his brother, Denny, who's sitting across the way. And though, I don't know, competition, you both are pretty handsome. One's got blonde, one's got brown hair. You can see a little bit of Mary, you can see a little bit of me. All right, so I may be biased. Either way, let me tell you a story. There's this guy named Joe Biden, and he is the destroyer of all great things. I'm not kidding. He is the destroyer of the United States of America on so many different levels. You're going to hear a lot of it today on this program. You say, DML, I don't really need you to tell me how bad he is. Yeah, no, you do. You do, because you want to know something. You need to be equipped with all the smarts you can possibly have as we go into this election. You are going to face complete numbskulls when it comes to the conversation of Biden versus Trump. And half of that is because the media lies about so many different things. And we're going to talk about that today, specifically with the word bloodbath. But if I was going to use the word bloodbath, let me tell you how I would apply it. Businesses in this country, consumers in this country, are facing a financial bloodbath. First of all, you tell me one person who finds it to be a good thing what Joe Biden has done with interest rates and inflation. Just one person. I want to talk to them. I want to know what it is that they do and what it is that they buy. Everybody is getting crushed. And I'm going to give you a small little personalized story here. Last a couple of minutes. And it's sort of, I'm going to knock out two birds with one stone with the story. 5 years ago, I started an incredible company, a second company. I've had this media company here with podcasts and films and news apps and everything, the DML News app, a long time ago. I started it when Trump came into office. But when Biden came into office, things started to slow down. They started to get a little tougher. And along the way, one of the things that really was hard for me to do was sustain the pricing that I have offered people on DML CBD. DML CBD would not be in business if it weren't for Trump's entire farm bill. So we have to attribute the thank yous to Donald J. Trump for signing a bill that allowed us to make CBD something that you can sell to the masses. Now, I can tell you right now, the pharmaceutical companies hate CBD. They hate DML CBD. Why? Because it's not some synthetic garbage made in a lab. It doesn't have all these ugly, stupid, crazy side effects, toxins, and everything else. It's stuff that comes from the ground. God. They don't like that. They don't like that at all. And then when you tack in the fact that it is getting more expensive to operate business, well, now we've got two forces coming against us. We've got the whole pharma side doesn't want us around, and now we get Biden's doing everything to wreck every single business in this country. Here's how it applies to me. For the past 5 years, I have tried to make the amazing products that we have, which, by the way, are the Ferraris. We have the Ferraris of the CBD business. You go into a gas station, you go into one of these little shops along the way, and you pick yourself up some quick CBD. I defy you to go take that to a lab. You, in most cases, will wind up crap in your pants saying, oh my God, what am I putting in my body? Because you'll see that what's on the label isn't in the bottle. That's not the case with us. We double test. Our ingredients get tested before they're made, and then after it's made, it gets tested again. Sometimes it gets tested a third time. Sometimes we will randomly do spot checks here just to make sure everything's okay for a third time, and I have no choice. I'm DML. I've built my name on trust. So when you take our product, you know you can trust us. That being said, periodically I go into BOGO mode. I've been doing this for years. And the reason why I do it is because over the course of time, I've had so many people say to me, DML, I just can't afford this stuff, but I did use it. Oh my God, it's changed so many different things for me. My anxiety is gone. My pains and aches are gone. My skin issues are gone. My immune system, I haven't gotten as much as a cold in a few years. I escaped the whole C19. I mean, I have testimonials that if I lined them all up, I guarantee you the pieces of paper would go for miles. We've changed lives. So I try to do these BOGO sales where you buy one, get one free. So this way, the average American or the person on Social Security or the person who's having a rough time or whatever can say, hey, I could afford this. Now, when we do it, we're taking money out of our pocket, but I've always believed in giving back, you know, to people who are in need. So I try to do the best I possibly can to help my customers. And I think that's why we have been one of the most successful companies in the country when it comes to CBD. So many others have gone out of business. Well, I hate to say this, but Joe Biden has forced me into a corner. I can no longer do the BOGOs. Here's why. I have manufacturers right now who are telling me that they can't manufacture the products like they once did at the prices that they were giving us. And one of the reasons why I get such great pricing is because I buy so much at a time. And then I transfer those savings over to you folks for BOGO. Well, now they're saying we can't do those prices anymore. In many cases, they are wanting to raise their prices. And in other cases, they are laying people off. We actually even know some manufacturers who have gone out of business. And they say it's only going to get worse. Companies can no longer borrow money. It's almost impossible. The interest rate to which you're paying on giving back that money eliminates any profit that you had. And if you aren't operating in a profit, you're not going to be able to stay in business. So I've been looking at this with my family and saying, what are we going to do? Because I can't buy as much as I used to buy. And if I can't buy as much as I used to buy and I can't stock as much as I used to stock, I certainly can't do BOGOs. And that's what's coming. What is coming is I'm no longer going to see those benefits of buying in bulk, and myself as well. All my costs are going up. So all in, we have decided here that we can only have maybe two more BOGOs, site-wide BOGOs. We're having one right now, and it ends on March 31st or until the inventory runs out. If I were you, I would buy as much as you possibly can muster. I just had one woman, no joke, she must have bought for her whole family. I just had a woman drop this morning $5,500 on, she bought 10 of everything, so she gets 20 of everything and giving it to her whole family. We might have another one of these in the summer, site-wide. And then it's gonzo. The best we can hope for is that Trump wins the election and maybe I can bring them back after things, you know, it's going to take Trump a little time to get things back to normal. With that being said, I can't buy bulk anymore the way I was buying it. I have no choice. Now, we're not going out of business. If you buy CBD from us and price isn't an issue or anything like that, you're good to go. We're going to be here for a long time, God willing. But in terms of being able to do the BOGOs, being as generous as we are all the time, I'm telling you, get in there and get it now. And then hopefully in the next 6-7 months, our family can figure out how it is that we're going to do things for you that you'll be able to afford our product. But I wouldn't guarantee that I'll be able to do it in the 6 months. Like I said, if Trump gets into office, it's going to probably be a year until things go back to normal at best. So please, dmlcbd.com/BOGO. I know I little went along here, but I nailed out two birds with one stone, talking about Biden's destroying the America that we know and telling you, dmlcbd.com/BOGO, B-O-G-O, buy one, get one free on all products that there are. When the inventory runs out, it runs out. So do not wait. I am not going to be able to extend this for you past March 31st. That's that. Dennis, speaking of Joe Biden, I could not believe what I saw this morning when it said that Joe Biden raked in a record number in terms of donations. Please tell us the details.
Yes, this is from Breitbart. President Joe Biden's reelection campaign has broken a new record by raising $53 million in February, the most his campaign has brought in since its April 2023 launch. By the end of the shortest month of the year, the Biden-Harris team said they raised more than $331 million in total, with a record $155 million in cash on hand. According to an NBC News report, the latter figure is the highest total amassed by any Democratic candidate in history at this point in the cycle. The outlet clarified that the total amount hasn't just been raised by the campaign alone, but by other Democrat establishments, including the DNC and joint filing committees.
Okay, so let me give this 2-minute breakdown. What you're seeing, by and large, are huge donors that are coming in from all sides, giving an incredible amount of money. Now, I don't have proof of this. It's just speculation on my part. But I guarantee you, you know that old little saying, follow the money? My instinct tells me, again, I want to be very clear, I have no proof of this. This is just speculation on my part. It's no more than a guess. My bet is if you tied this money and you went all the way back and then you were able to go through the secret channels, I guarantee you we have outside nations, outside foes throwing tons of money to redirect right into the coffers of Biden. Because when you look, and I think part of the reason why I think that, Dennis, is because it would hurt me too much as an American to think that my fellow American is giving over their hard-earned money that is basically impossible to keep because of inflation and interest rates. And that's just on the money side of what Biden's done. Wait until we get into the immigration section of this program. I think this may be one of the most powerful immigration segments we've ever had. I can't believe that the American people are dishing out their money right now to try to keep Joe Biden in office. It has to be special interest and foreign money. Your take on that?
100%. I mean, look, he probably racked up a bunch of Haley donors after she dropped out too. Because if you looked at, you know, her income levels when it came to donations, they were all big players, you know, big Democrat donor players like the Mark Cubans out there. So, you know, I'm even more in disbelief that your average American is giving a dollar over to him because they can't even give their dollars over to the grocery store at this point. So that money, as much as they want to frame it as record-breaking, to your point, follow the trail. It's not normal Americans that are giving that kind of money.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you right now, here's how I would break it down, okay? Number one, I think you're definitely seeing money come in from China. There's no doubt that China wants that. There's no doubt that Russia wants it. There's no doubt that Iran wants it. North Korea, too. Those four alone want Biden to stay in there. Ukraine, right? Ukraine is probably grabbing our money and then send it back to make sure. They all know, those five players right there know that if Trump gets into office, for them, it's going to be Armageddon. For China, their domination, their plans to dominate will be coming to a conclusion. For Putin, he's going to have one choice, end this crap with Ukraine, or we're going to have a big, big problem. For Ukraine, they know they're not getting any more assets. They're not getting any more cash. For Iran, you think you're going to be able to go in and do what you just did to Israel via proxy? Ain't going to happen. You think you're going to be building nukes? Ain't going to happen. North Korea, just over the weekend, because Blinken is over in South Korea in Seoul, they just threw missile tests into the ocean. Starting that up again, you think that, you know, Kim Un Jung Gung Gung Gung, whatever his name is going to wind up doing that under Trump's leadership? Not a freaking chance. Now, after you get those players out of the way, then you got the next stage down. The next stage down are going to be those Wall Street idiots, those crazy liberal crazies, all right, who right now are making a fortune off these high interest rates, off the high inflation by gouging people left and right. Biden blames them for the economy because deep inside, Biden knows that he's empowering them to do it. Okay. They want Biden to stay in there, even though, and you know what else they're going to want? They're going to want Biden to stay in there and they're going to say to Biden, do not get rid of those tax cuts that Trump gave us. We want to get it on. We want to have best of both worlds. Keep us the Trump tax cuts, but let's keep it up where we could overcharge for everything that we produce. That's the number two realm. Then the number three realm are the George Soroses of the world. They're more than just George Soros and his son. Believe me when I tell you, a lot of them, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, all these people who support that sort of kind of thinking, like Bill Gates, they all want Joe Biden to stay in there because he empowers the one world order, the whole entire Obama regime. He empowers that. The next stage down are going to be the women who don't realize the fact that you still can get an abortion in the state that you want to go get it in if it's legal. So if you live in a state that's not legal, Take the car and drive over, baby. And if you're going to tell me that's a racist thing, if you don't know, if you can't get on a bus or you can't get on a car, you got bigger problems than being pregnant. That is just the short list. Then you want to start going deeper in. The teachers union who want to keep on indoctrinating our children. Some of these union people who want to keep on just getting. And of course, there's all the illegal alien groups that want to keep open borders. All those open border people, including maybe Tyson, which we're going to talk about later on, want the open borders because it represents the cheapest labor you can. So do not mistake. This is a huge problem. $53 million is insane. $300 million plus in the bank. It's only going to go to $1 billion. They're going to do everything they possibly can. And then to make matters worse, you don't have the Republican Party getting completely behind Trump at one. We're going to play a video right now, Dennis, of Mike Pence, the former vice president under Donald J. Trump, saying that he is not going to endorse him. Play the video, Ryan, and then Dennis, you come back with comments.
We have not heard from you. Will you be endorsing your former president? You were on the ticket with him last time around.
Well, Martha, I appreciate the question. And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year.
Yeah, to your point, right? The RNC, GOP, your candidate is Trump. It's time to get behind him. You may not like what he says. You may not like the attacks he's throwing at you. I'm sure Ted Cruz was not happy with some of the attacks he was hit with. But Ted Cruz knows, for the better of the party, get behind Donald. And yet, you have Trump's own VP, who, in my opinion, totally undermined him during the entire January 6 events, stating on Fox News there that he's not going to endorse his own former running mate, which, again, you know, just suck it up, Mike. You know, you're part of the GOP. This is supposed to be a unity thing. And you're going to let Biden maybe take the crown here by not, you know, helping your old guy. It's just, again, this is why everyone lambasts the GOP for having such a unity problem. Like, we need to be together on this one. And here's Mike Pence just dropping the ball.
This is why Mike Pence couldn't score past 1%. He couldn't get past. I think the only people that really voted for Mike Pence was his own family. He couldn't get anybody else. And he wonders why he sits up there. You know, the man who attracts flies to his head is going to sit up there and be like, oh, boy, I can't understand why I'm not doing well. Well, I'll tell you why. It's this sort of thing. We read you a mile away. See, Trump used Pence. And I think Pence realized that when he came back full circle. Mm-hmm. Because think about who Trump was in 2015. Trump was a guy who you knew from The Apprentice. You knew because he had multiple different wives. You knew him because he was considered a playboy. He wasn't somebody in the evangelical world would look at and say, well, now that's the poster child for a good Christian or a good evangelical. No way. And it wasn't until they really met Trump that realized the fact, like just everybody else, he has his sins. He doesn't walk on water, but man, does he know how to run a country in a right way. And people said, you know what? He does believe in God. He does. He understands he made sin, but you know what? The man loves America. He loves God. He loves us. And we're going to put him into place. He used Mike Pence to reach that evangelical crowd because Pence is a man of God, or at least he claims to be. Lord knows what he does on his own time, right? When we can't see him, when he's not playing Mr. Holy Roller. But at the end of the day, this guy is Judas. He's Judas. And let me tell you something. All people like him that are in the GOP, shame on you for thinking about yourself. Shame on you. What did Trump do other than a couple of out there sort of tweets? What would you rather have? Donald J. Trump's tweet about how Arnold Schwarzenegger's ratings are really low in The Apprentice? Or would you rather have a tweet from Joe Biden who sits there and defends all the things that are bad in this country and says nothing about Lake and Riley? Right? I'd rather have the Arnold stupid tweet from Trump than the kind of tweet that says America is basically turning a blind eye to the rule of law. You know who's laughing all the way? Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin just won his election. And for those of you who are just listening and not watching, I'm doing the air quotes. 87% of the Russian voters voted for Vladimir Putin. Whenever you see a number like that, you can guarantee yourself one thing. It wasn't a fair and balanced election. Vladimir Putin is basically going to be the president of Russia until the day he dies. That is basically what it's down to. And that guy has one objective, Dennis: help cripple the United States of America. To think the idiots on the left who try to sell us on the fact that there was Russia collusion, like Vladimir Putin really wants Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? He wants the Clintons who could be bought. He wants Biden who can't find his ass with both hands. That's what you do. If you're in power and you want to take over the superpower, you don't want to put in Superman. You want to put in the weakest dude on the block. And Joe Biden is that.
Putin's literally voiced that he would rather have Joe Biden. So, you know, if we're going to have, you know, Putin for another 6 years, or as you said, until probably the day he dies, you know, we need a leader who can go toe to toe. We know Trump can because he did for 4 years. But, you know, you take one soundbite of Trump's and the media is just going to spin it as if like him coming back into power is going to be some dictator reign. And I don't think there's any better indicator than this whole out of context bloodbath comment.
Introduce the video.
Yeah,
I mean, what are we going to see? Where was
this? This is one of just many, because you got Joe Scarborough, you got the director Tyler from the Biden administration, but we'll play you liar in chief here, Miss Nancy Pelosi, totally spinning the bloodbath. Because if you heard it this weekend, Trump during a rally was talking specifically about how President Xi, which is China, has been destroying the American automobile manufacturing industry because we haven't been doing it domestically. And Trump said, when I come back into office, it's going to be a bloodbath, in the context of we're going to kick out China and we're going to bring back American-made vehicles, American-made jobs. Now, normal people, right? And everyone on X and Twitter, okay, great. That's an awesome statement. The likes of Nancy Pelosi and CNN and MSNBC, oh my God, he's calling for a bloodbath of violence. No correlation. So I guess, Ryan, if you want to play the clip here.
Because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler.
Yeah, Dan. So there you go, right? It's another spin. They take the story, they take out the guts of it, they give you the front and the back, they sew it together to make it sound like you, like Trump is an absolute, hey, let's repeat January 6th. Just ain't the case. You know, I remember, you know when they started doing this to him? On the first day he said he was going to run for president. Who can't remember this one? Coming down the escalator at Trump Tower, takes the stand, talks about illegal immigration. It's almost like everybody could say it in their head. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some are good people, but they're not sending us their best. What did they do? They cut out, and some are good people. They made it as if he said that every person who is south of the border is a rapist, drug dealer, killer, horrifying person. It's not what he said. But what they do is they take out what's the good and they just try to combine the bad and make him look like he's the most evil thing since the devil. And this is what they're doing now. You want to know why they're doing it, Dennis? Because they know that Donald J. Trump right now is, he probably, if it was a fair election, he probably would win by 87%, but we're not going to ever get a fair share. If you read the AP, I mean, this morning I was looking at my notes for the show. The AP basically says that Trump calls for a bloodbath. I mean, you're like, wait, what does that mean? Is he calling for violence? Because that's what they're trying to make. No, he's talking about the auto industry. The auto industry, Den.
It's ridiculous. Look, you're all smart people if you're watching the show. You know that's not what he said. He's not calling for people to be killed or this or that. It's an out of context clip. And look, there, I even saw a compilation video of how much the liberal media uses the term bloodbath. So now all of a sudden, this has become an offensive comment. It's ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous. And you want to know something? If there's somebody who actually wants a bloodbath, if there's somebody who's actually carrying out a bloodbath right now in our country, I already talked about the financial bloodbath that's happening to everybody. You go to the grocery store, you're paying three times what you used to be. You go to fuel up your car, you're out of money. Your Amex is not approving it because you haven't been able to pay your bill. In fact, I just read over the weekend that right now the defaults on credit cards payments and mortgages and car payments are at the highest that they've been. We are watching a financial bloodbath on so many different levels, right? Okay, now let's look at the border, a real bloodbath, meaning the blood that really flows. We're watching it with illegal immigration, Dennis. We have had over 9 million people since Joe Biden come into this country illegally, some through being caught, some through handing themselves over, and others coming in through the dark of the night that we haven't been able to apprehend. With that being said, we're going to talk about a lot of this right now. We have 8 different stories about immigration that are going to blow your mind. Some of them we can talk about here. Others we can't. Because if we talk about it on Apple Podcasts, if we talk about it on YouTube, if we talk about it on Facebook, they will kick us off. So we're going to use them like they use us. They use us. Those platforms use us to make money. Well, we're going to use those platforms to get the message out to you. We're going to give you this part here. And if you want to hear the rest of it, you got to download the DML News app and become a Team DML member. But I'll get to that in one moment. Dennis, let's start off with the story out of Maryland.
Yep. So you got 5 Chilean nationals accused of burglarizing a Baltimore County, Maryland residence last month and being linked to crimes in other states. They were all in the country illegally, according to ICE. On February 3rd, 2024, the Baltimore County Police Department arrested 20-year-old Gabriel Matamala Ponce, 21-year-old Thomas Cristoso Araya, 22-year-old Jorge Catia Vergara. These are big names. 23-year-old Luis Oyandel Valenzuela and 27-year-old Gabriel Miranda Gonzalez. And they were charged with first-degree attempted burglary and various other burglary-related crimes. It seems like these illegal immigrants are almost forming these theft rings and targeting all these different, not commercial stores, not just retail stores, residencies.
Well, listen.
And just so you know, the other states they were connected to with their crimes, North Carolina, Alabama, and Oklahoma.
Well, let's talk about a crime of a different type. I'm going to go out of order here for a second, if that's okay with you. Can you bring up the story, Dennis, of the guy who was involved in the killing of the cop who was just released?
Yep. So illegal immigrant Virgilio Aguilar Mendez has been released from ICE custody after manslaughter charges were dropped against him. He's now suing the Florida Sheriff's Office for violating his rights. Last year, a sheriff's deputy attempted to stop Mendez, but he didn't speak English, so he didn't understand and began running. Once caught, he fought officers as they tried to detain him. One officer passed away because of the incident.
Yeah. So
and you can see in the picture, he's just smiling.
Here's the thing. Let me give you the details that Dennis didn't give you. So this guy is in America illegally. He's operating in America illegally. So it's not like he isn't getting through the day-to-day, even though he is not fluent in English. But there's certain words that everybody knows. Stop, freeze, under arrest. And while this was happening, cops said that while they were trying to detain him, he was actually speaking back to them in English, broken English. So ultimately, they have released this man, despite the fact that we've got a 25-year veteran on the police, in the sheriff's department. They released him because they didn't read his Miranda rights in Spanish. Are you got to be kidding me? He didn't get his Miranda rights in Spanish. And that they made no attempt to get an interpreter. This is where our courts are at this time? This is insanity. You know, there's a difference between, well, you know what? You didn't even give them their rights. We gave them their rights. The fact that he doesn't speak English isn't our fault, isn't our problem. There is nothing that says in the Constitution, there's nothing that says in any kind of laws that you must know every single language when you're reading the Miranda rights. You know what it does say, though? Don't come to our country illegally. Don't stay in the country illegally. And that's what they're doing. So now we're allowing cop killers out on the streets. This is insane. This is a bloodbath. That's what it is.
That's the real bloodbath.
So let's go down to this one. Let's even take it a step further because let's go to our number. It's our number 2 story, Dennis, about the Lebanese.
Mm-hmm. A Lebanese migrant who was caught sneaking over the border admitted he's a member of Hezbollah. He hoped to make a bomb, and his destination was New York. Basel Basil Ebadadi, 22, was caught by the U.S. Border Patrol on March 9th near El Paso, Texas. While in custody, he was asked when he was what he was doing in the U.S., to which he replied, "I'm going to try to make a bomb," according to a Border Patrol document. But Ebadadi later claimed in an interview that he'd been trying to fly or he'd been trying to flee Lebanon in Hezbollah because, quote, he didn't want to kill people and said, quote, "Once you're in, you can never get out," in reference to coming to America. Ebadi said in a sworn interview after his arrest that he had trained with Hezbollah for 7 years and served as an active member guarding weapons locations for another 4 years. Ebadi's training focused on specifically jihad and killing people, quote, "that were not Muslim," end of quote.
Okay. So who here used to watch, and I'm talking to the people who are listening and watching because I know my kids didn't. Who used to watch I Love Lucy? I watched I Love Lucy all the time. It was one of the greatest. Let me just tell that to my kids.
I've seen it.
All right, you've seen it. Yeah. I Love Lucy was to my generation what Friends was to your generation. Okay. I Love Lucy, one of the most famous of episodes. Lucy is working at a factory, a chocolate factory, and she's on the conveyor belt. And what she would have to do is, you know, the chocolates would come. It was almost like Hershey Kisses. They would come in, she'd wrap them up, and she'd put them in. She'd do one, she'd put them in. She'd wrap the next one, put them in. Well, they started turning on the conveyor belt faster. And Lucy sat there and started doing them. And then her wrapping got more sloppy and more sloppy. And eventually, it went so fast that she was only be able to get one of many. And she didn't know what to do with them. She was sticking them in her mouth, in her pockets, whatever. It was hysterical. But the point being is that most of the chocolates got through. Okay, let's look at this from an immigration standpoint. If you have borders that cannot be penetrated, if you have an immigration system that only takes in the best around the world, you can do real vetting. You can make sure that you're only getting people that we need in this country. And it's like being at the chocolate factory in the way it's supposed to be. You take one off, you wrap it, you put it in, you take the next one. In this particular cases, you take in an immigrant, you vet them, you take a look at their cases, you go back into their history, and you allow them through, or you reject them back. You turn that up, what starts to happen is that vetting starts getting sloppy, just like the wrapping of the chocolate gets sloppy. If you turn it on like we have right now, you are going to miss a whole bunch, and you're only going to be able to wrap one. We wound up just getting the one chocolate coming through the conveyor belt, and we let all the other chocolates go through. We let all the other candies go through. Everything else gets missed. So if we got one Lebanese guy who said he was part of Hezbollah and he had an objective to kill basically everybody in a country, how many of these people do you think we missed? All you got to do is go watch Lucy at the chocolate factory and your answer would be told. Let's keep it up, Dennis. Let's
this next talk about, story.
Wait. Discuss here, but let me just lead this up. There's one thing when you blame Joe Biden. There's one thing when you blame the Department of Homeland Security, but you cannot take your eye off the ball. You must blame the companies that allow this stuff to happen. I would guarantee you, I believe Tyson Foods, probably one of those people that given towards the $53 million towards Biden. I could be wrong. I'm just alleging it. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. It's my speculation. But what happened with Tyson Foods?
Well, Tyson Foods, you know, if you buy chicken nuggets, you're probably buying them from them. They have a facility in Perry, Iowa. It's basically a very small town, but the main source of income for a lot of the workers there, 1,200 to be exact, is working at their main facility. In fact, the statistics here says it's about 15% of the workforce of the town.
Of a small little town. There you go.
And Tyson Foods just decided to shut down the facility, which is leaving now all those people completely unemployed. And instead, Tyson is now working with an asylum advocacy group to hire 2,500 asylum seekers who are cleared to work. They'll make $17 an hour and get benefits. So I know we gave Bud Light the boycott treatment over the Dylan Mulvaney situation last year, but in my opinion, I mean, as much as the transgender stuff, won't even get into it, this is worse. You're looking at Americans who have been working at Tyson Foods for probably over the better part of a decade, completely unemployed, and now their job is quite literally being handed over to an illegal immigrant.
There is a there is a video here, and it tells you the benefits that Tyson Foods is offering illegal aliens. Ready?
Yep.
Temporary housing and relocation stipend.
Mm-hmm.
Time off to
acclimate
to Humboldt, Tennessee. That's where they're going.
Yeah, so basically they're giving them their time to get situated before they start their work.
Okay. On-site childcare, transportation for free, and personal time off for court hearings. See, this is aiding and abetting. You understand? This is disgusting. So I'm with Denny 100%. When you're in the supermarket and you're looking at chicken, and you're getting sick to your stomach over the prices, make sure that you skip past Tyson and go to Purdue. Do not buy Tyson products. That is the best way to jack up their expenses. Lower their revenue and let them have all the illegal aliens in the world that they want. Scumbags. They're total scumbags. But listen, this is what the left wants, man. We're going to end here on the free segments. We're going to end with a video from New York. This is AOC. AOC. You voted for AOC, you got what you wanted. As you can see in that video, or if you're just listening, this is third world, man. The streets of New York have become third world. But this stuff that we've talked about pales so far into what we're about to go into. But I can't do it here. I ain't doing it on Apple. I ain't doing it on YouTube. I ain't doing it on Facebook. And you know what? I'm not even doing it on Rumble, because I ain't going to get the words of violation and all the other different crap. We are going to talk about, at the tail end of the show here, the Haitian illegal alien and what that person did. Wait until you get the description of this. R-A-P-E, right? Is another story we have about three illegal aliens. We've got a Joe Biden video that Joe Biden and definitely these platforms don't want you to see. And we are going to show you videos of a mob beating the crap out of a white kid. And you could just guess who that mob is. And then another mob and what they're doing in California. These are videos and stories that you could only watch on teamdml.com, because you want to know why? We don't censor. Okay? No hate, nothing else like that. We just don't censor. They don't want you to see certain things. They want to shut it all down. So here's what you do. You got to stick with us. We are the best show there is out there. I am not going to apologize for that. You are not going to get what we give you anywhere. So here's how you do it. Stop wasting your time and hoping to get the full information. Come on over. Download the DML News app for free from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Then you go over to the fifth tab, the interact tab. You go to the top, says Team DML memberships. My Lord, you can get a Team DML membership for as little as $2.50 a month with no ads on any of your news articles. You get to see all of our programming. You get to see all of our different shows. Not only just this one, we got a ton of different shows. Come on over there. You got live chat with people. You could say what you want. You could do what you want within reason. You can't say that there's a fire in the building when there isn't. But you get it. Help us help you. Go right now. Download the DML News app, the fifth tab, and you go to the interact for Team DML memberships. Or if you're just on desktop, go to teamdml.com on your laptop or your tablet or your computer, if that's what you want to do. Teamdml.com. Sign up now, and you'll get the rest of these stories every single day. We have to say goodbye. Don't forget, dmlcbd.com/BOGO. It starts today. It ends on the 31st. Take advantage of it. All right. Time to go. Here's the rest of the show for the rest of you. All right, that's it for us for this week on the Wine and Talk. Hope you had a great time, lots of laughs, and gave you something to think about. Say goodbye, Mary.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy.
So many people love and trust my dad, and that's why the DML News app is one of the top downloaded apps. I hear from people all the time how they rely on the DML News app for so many things, and it is truly unique. For starters, the DML News app provides a nonstop flow of news articles that we aggregate from the top outlets, and then our team of writers insert extra content in the form of tweets, videos, and commentary all in one place. Next, the app provides the free version of the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day. We send an app alert when a new podcast is posted. On tab 3, you can watch all of my dad's films for free, including all of his highly acclaimed immigration documentaries and our new series called America the Beautiful. And then there is my favorite tab, the Deals tab. It offers all the specials being offered at DML CBD, plus other DML merchandise like hats, bumper stickers, and new items that my family adds to our growing list of DML products. Finally, there is tab 5, which gives you access to the Team DML membership site. Tab 5 also provides important links to DML social media and customer support. You can get the DML News app for free at the Google Play Store for Androids and the Apple App Store for iPhones and iPads. Be sure to keep your notifications on so that you never miss important alerts. The DML News app, get it for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.